everybody on 88.1. It's Maryland Morning. I'm Tom Hall. And once again, it's my pleasure to welcome Paula Willie back to our show. We'll always talk about books for children when Paula is here. She's a librarian at the Parkville Kearney branch of the Baltimore County Public Library. She's also a library consultant, and she writes about books for children and young adults at her blog, Pink Me. Hey, Paula, how are you doing?
Hi, Tom. I'm doing great.
Good. So the private schools have been out for a little while. I think today's the last day for the Baltimore City schools, the county schools. The school is winding down. So the summer is upon us. And, of course, parents, teachers, very worried about what they call the summer slide.
That's right.
So what can we do to mitigate against the summer slide?
Well, the schools are going to give out their school, their reading list, and they're going to have assigned summer reading. But what we really want to see, and what we see at the library all the time, are kids and parents coming in looking for something that's fun to read over the summer.
So you've got a bag full of stuff that is putatively fun to read. Let's start with one called Ricky Ricotta's Mighty Robot by a guy named Dave Pilkey.
Yeah, that guy named Dave Pilkey also writes a very popular series called Captain Underpants, and almost anybody who has a child, you know, under the age of 10 is going to recognize Captain Underpants. Ricky Ricotta's been out for a really long time, but there are new editions coming out right now. The first three, I think, are already out, and they have spectacular full-color action-packed illustrations by Dan Santad on every page. They're really worth seeking out.
Mm-hmm. And this is, again, part of a series. Almost all of the things we're going to talk about this morning are part of a series. And you've been very careful to choose things that have a few titles in the series currently available.
There's nothing worse than finishing that book and realizing you have to wait until fall for the next one to come out.
Yeah. And there are kids who are actually savvy enough to say, you know, I'm not going to start this book now because there's only one out in the series or whatever, one and two.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so all the ones we're talking about, the series have been established. The kids know what they are in large measure, and they'll be able to read as many as they'd like. Another book like Ricky Ricotta's Mighty Robot that you refer to as a bridge book is Platypus Police Squad by Jarrett Krasochka.
Krasochka.
A bridge book meaning what?
Bridge is the bridge between beginning readers and first chapter books like My Weird School and longer chapter books. So Platypus Police Squad is heavily illustrated, but not on every page. It is a hard-boiled buddy detective novel about, of course, platypus detectives. It's really fun.
All right, Platypus Detectives. We got another one called The Quick Pick Papers Poop Fountain.
Oh,
now,
yeah.
Of course, you know, if you're going to go for the young reader, just stick that word in there and you're bound to score big. This is Tom Engelberger's book. He's got a big, huge following, I guess,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, he's written the Origami Yoda books, which kids adore. And they again, it's got that hook about the Origami Yoda has that Star Wars hook. Quick Pick Papers has the word poop in it, of course. But it's drawing kids into a book that is very rich, not just in adventure, but in the relationships between the children and sort of the inclusionary aspect of the characters.
Mm-hmm. Let's talk about a book that seems to have a girl as the hero, The Return of Zeta the Space Girl by Ben Hatke. This is the third, it's a graphic novel, this is the third in the series.
That's right. Zeta is a very sort of peppy, optimistic space girl, you know, in her boots and her little tunic, and she has adventures in space.
I guess so.
Right.
A couple of local authors you have here in your bag of tricks, Elisa Brent Weissman and Caroline Carlson. Elisa's book is Nerd Camp and Nerd Camp 2.0. Are these just for nerds?
No. In Nerd Camp 2.0 especially, the main character, Zach, his brother is kind of a jock, and they end up, the jock camp gets shut down for the summer, and so the jocks and the nerds have to tough it out over the summer together.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very affirming. It's really nice the way they work together and learn from each other.
Yeah, I want to give a shout out to the Charmery, that wonderful ice cream place in Hamden, because they've evidently created a flavor of ice cream based on the book.
For the launch party, yeah, I was there. I ate the ice cream. It was great.
All right, so you get the book and the ice cream, and then Caroline Carlson's book is called The Nearly Honorable League of Pirates.
This is so wonderful. My kids read it last summer, you know, basically on their phones because they loved it so much. It's very funny. It's a girl named Hillary, and she wants to go meet a pirate, but because she's a girl, they ship her off to, like, finishing school. And it's terrible. She has to figure out how to escape finishing school and get to the high seas and have her adventures. So the second book is coming out later this summer, but you really want to. If your kids haven't started on those books, get them going now.
Get them going, and then the other one will arrive just in time, right?
Right.
Here's one called Twice Upon a Time by Wendy Mass, and one called Whatever After by Sarah Milnowski, and Ever After High by Shannon Hale. So we got this little trio. I guess these are all like based on fairy tales or something. Right?
These all are sort of fairy tale adjacent. They have like you know, kids get transported through a magic mirror to fairy tale land, and they try not to screw up the stories that are ongoing, or you know, something along those lines, mixing contemporary kids and fairy tale characters. These three authors, though, Wendy Mass, Sarah Milnowski, and Shannon Hale, are spectacular authors. They write standalone books. They write books for kind of almost all ages. And it's almost like they're doing a public service by putting out these, you know, short, snappy, fun books that are perfect beach reads.
All right. Twice Upon a Time, Whatever After, and Ever After High. And by the way, we're cruising through these titles pretty quickly. Fear not. They'll all be listed on the website, wypr.org/Maryland Morning. Here's a book by Christopher Healy. This is the third in the series. It's called The Hero's Guide series. Mm.
I brought the third book in this series home this week, and my son, who is 12, sat there on the couch cackling like a loon as he read this book. The first one is called The Hero's Guide to Saving the Kingdom. The third one, Hero's Guide to Being an Outlaw, is just out. They look pretty thick, but they're super fast reads, and they're very fun. They're about all the Prince Charmings from the fairy tales that don't have names. And they're sort of ticked about it.
I see. They're getting their names.
Right.
But this is a substantial read. I mean, that book probably, you know, it's a couple inches wide there.
It's
probably
400 pages.
Yeah,
it's 500 pages.
Yeah.
But it's got illustrations and it's got, you know, fairly small text block on the page.
Mm-hmm.
It's really quick.
So for our older readers, if you're into funny books and girl main characters, there's one by Gail Carriger that you recommend called Curtsies and Conspiracies.
Gail Carriger writes an adult series that is very, very popular, but I think her real calling is young adult because these are perfect. They're sort of soapy, but they're very fast, and there's got a lot of great dialogue between the characters, and they've got this Edwardian setting, so they've got the fancy clothes along with.
Mm-hmm. And for kids who like those heartbreaking romance novels.
That's right. If you loved The Fault in Our Stars and you want to cry all the way through, If I Stay by Gail Forman is a trilogy of books about a girl who's in a catastrophic car accident. There is a movie coming out right away called starring Chloe Grace Moretz, and the trailer is just out, and it is just like 120 minutes of just weeping.
What a great way to spend your summer when you're in the seventh grade.
It's what you like. Some kids, it's what they like.
All right. How about action books and conspiracy theories, et cetera?
Michael Owen Carroll is an author who is huge in Britain for very good reason. He's got tons of action. He's got great character development. His series is called the Superhuman series, and it's been a little bit overlooked, but it's worth seeking out.
How about horror stories,
mm-hmm.
action and horror and all that kind of stuff?
The Quarantine Trilogy by Lex Thomas is brutal. It is intense. It is about kids who are quarantined inside a high school after some viral outbreak makes them toxic to all the adults, which is also kind of this wild metaphor.
Yeah.
The third book.
I think there are kids who consider themselves toxic to most adults all the time.
Well, I know that I've met kids like that.
I bet. Yeah. So this is a trilogy.
This is a trilogy. The third one's out in July.
Terrific. Well, Paula Willie, always fun to see you. And as I said, we'll have a complete list of everything on the website. So we'll see you next time.
Great. Thanks.
Paula Willie is a librarian at the Parkville Kearney branch of the Baltimore County Library. She writes about literature for children and young adults at her blog, Pink Me. And of course, we'll have a link to Paula's blog. And as I said, a list of all the books that we talked about. Come on over to wypr.org/Maryland Morning. Coming up after a break, theater critic Jay Wynn Russick brings us her review of the current production at the Everyman Theater, and I'll talk to a poet about what lies beneath the Loch Raven Reservoir. It's Maryland Morning. I'm Tom Hall. Stay with us.